Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerillo back to talk about the finale of Stars on Mars. And yes, I did push that record button even though it said not to. And I'm so happy to be joined here once again by the brightest star in our galaxy. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling
Jenny Autumn, the shortest season on Mars.
Yes, it is the shortest season on Mars, although this season did feel like it went on a while. So I don't know. But I guess it's not autumn in Mars when they're filming this. So maybe that's why it felt so long. I was going to say, you know, Rob, you're the brightest star in the podcasting galaxy, and your reward for that is this podcast will be playing
play my
all
message
over the world.
Jenny, hook
Times
up
Square.
The satellite. Okay, let me people of Earth, this is Rob Cesternino, and I want to tell you from up, I'm stuck in this room podcasting all of these reality shows. When you're out there in the world, love your loved ones.
Love one another.
Love one another. Cherish your time with them. And whatever you do, don't.
Show people your legs.
Yeah. And don't go to Mars. It's horrible. Your body will boil if you're not in a spacesuit.
You will, unless you're William Shatner, for some reason, you will not boil. Mm-hmm.
Who's your daddy?
I'm your daddy.
I'm your daddy. Who's
you
your daddy?
You are our pod daddy.
All right. Yeah, that's it. All right. So congratulations to Adam Rippon, the brightest star in the galaxy. Jenny, of all the shows we've ever talked about.
Yeah.
And I'm using this in the royal we, not just to in you the podcasting
not just
that
you and
I have
personally.
Done.
Okay.
Has there ever been a less impressive prize than the brightest star in the galaxy, which that from what I understand includes a fake message to the people of Earth that basically you could just like it reaches probably less people than Adam Rippon's Instagram page.
We've seen the ratings of this show. That's who this reached.
A handshake from William Shatner. A patch with your face on it. Retail value, $4.99.
Did we even see? We saw a digital version
and
of
a placard. That's what
was
these
there a
people.
Placard? I missed the placard. There was a placard.
It seemed like William Shatner was like handing him like
a
little placard.
Part.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember the placard. Like that part.
This is what all these people were fighting for.
It's
no wonder so many people quit, Jenny.
That's I just wish I knew. You know, let down the fourth wall. Please tell me that there was some other incentive for these people.
Kat was ready to just like take people, unalive people. I'm competitive. I don't care.
You had a 30-second, maybe if that message fake broadcasted to like the worst like digital
an Instagram
versions
filter.
Of like Vatican City and like it was so the production value of this show truly baffles me. Mm-hmm. At times I'm like, oh, okay, they like, you know, put their whole, you know, into this. But then other times I'm like, we're doing votes with like a spiral notepad and a pen. Mm-hmm. But we have like neon, like digital, like all sorts of high tech things happening, like, you know, doors that light up and stuff. But like, we also are putting votes into like William Shatner's mug, his coffee mug. Like, I'm just like, what? It's so random to me. And then we're doing this like literal Zoom background version of famous like public squares in the world to like this like superimposed message, which was a prize where like I started to get lost in this finale of why are we still pretending
well William Shatner's not
he doesn't even he said I'm old as shit. I'm not putting on the spacesuit. Mm-hmm. You want me to come? I'm not putting on the effing spacesuit. And I don't care if the continuity, it doesn't make sense. I don't care. I'm not putting on the spacesuit. I'm walking out in fake Mars. My blood will not boil. I just
let the one.
It just got to the point where I'm like, bro, I know you're in Australia. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up for the listeners just what this is. What this looks like?
The image of the
Okay.
Adam
Rippon. here was the brightest star in the galaxy. As he
in
was
Sydney Harbour
broadcasting out to the people of Australia.
That is actually one of the more high tech versions of what we saw. The one, I think it was the one in like Moscow. And it was like, it looked so fake. Like, what is this?
Red Square, Moscow.
That is stock image.
Everybody in Moscow is like, everyone come out. The brightest star in the galaxy has a special message for us. We can't access it on our phone. We need to come to the Red Square. Because it is the Red Planet. Do you remember where you were when the first message came in from the brightest star in the galaxy?
From the Red Planet to Red Square, coming through Adam Rippon. You know who this is.
You know, famous American gold medal figure skater. You know,
you love him, right?
beloved figure here in Russia.
Yes. This is where we're going with this. Yeah, this was such a bizarre thing. This finale was just so confusing and strange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
here's another one. Okay, this was in the Vatican.
Vatican City.
For the Pope. There would not be this kind of crowd.
No, only for Adam Rippon. Like, that is, that's our Pope. He's Mars Pope. That's what he is.
That's what they should have called
him. I'm your daddy. I'm your Pope.
Yes. Okay.
IYP.
IYP. Anyway, so just such a silly prize. Also, like, the game of what this was, Jenny, like, look, we had fun over the course of Stars on Mars. I won't even try to say that we didn't, but, you know, there was, like, allegedly a game that was going on, but there was, like, it was just like Adam and Tinashe and Portia decided, hey, we get along. We're the final three. And there was no opportunity at any point for anybody to even, not to say anybody else was playing strategically. And I'm not even faulting them. It's like, hey, we're friends. We're never going to, we're going to be the last people. There was nothing in terms of, like, the game that could have stopped them. They just kept like, okay, well, we'll just never vote for each other to be voted out. And we'll go to the end.
And I mean, I don't think that any of these people knew what the end game was going to look like. I mean, we didn't know what the end game was going to look like. And I will say, I think Kat Cora fumbled the bag last week because so we were talking about, like, why did she save Portia over Marshawn? Like, what was the point of that? And then it was like, oh, she feels like she can beat Portia, so maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Kat obviously couldn't know that, but how we get down from five to three people is a rank vote, and two people, like the two lowest ranked people, get extracted. And so I really think that there's a universe where if Kat had kept Marshawn over Portia, and again, it would have been a tie, so I don't know how the tie would have been broken. That we'll never know. But if Marshawn is in that final five instead of Portia, who knows what Marshawn's doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, I don't know what his ranking would be. Like, he's not necessarily going to ensure that Kat and Paul get extracted there. So I think that was a big fumble from Kat Cora, because there was no world if it comes down to a vote and it's 3-2, three people that have been besties since the beginning and two people that came in late. Like,
I love how serious you're talking about this.
I take it so seriously, Rob.
You do.
I'm thinking
you're the biggest fan in the galaxy of Stars on Mars.
Wow. I don't know what that says about me at all. Yeah, this is the evolution of strategy for Stars on Mars.
Fumbled the bag for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean,
but she wouldn't have known. Like, how do they know?
I mean, we knew.
Well, we didn't know for sure that they were voting them down. But I do think, like, if she thinks that it's just going to come down to some sort of, like, challenge, yes, it eventually did. But, you know, I think that you probably want to put yourself in a situation where you're not in a numbers minority. Just in case there is some sort of vote situation, which there was.
Yeah. So I thought it was wild how they went down from 5 to 3. And basically, like, they had, like, almost like it was the final five of, like, the circle. And it's like, okay, rank everybody.
Yes.
But of course, you know, the trio is going to rank each other, like, tops. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, was it Tinashe or Portia who put Kat last?
Tinashe put Kat last.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious because I can tell that Tinashe could not stand Paul. I think Tinashe in particular was just very, like, bothered by Paul Pierce. But Tinashe reveals that she was doing, like, she was basically purposely ranking Kat Cora low because she didn't want her in that final. She wanted to make sure that nothing went crazy and that she ended up in that final three, because she said this girl is here to, like, slit throats.
I get it. And I thought that there was a chance that Kat could have won. But basically, the way that this was set up, there was no chance
for Kat or
Paul, because it was just like the trio just voted for each other. And Kat and Paul probably voted for each other. And it was like, okay, well. You're not in the top three.
And so they ranked themselves, including them.
And we'll eat without you.
Yeah. They only had one night left. So Tinashe said, it's okay, I'll starve tonight. But yeah, they rank all five of them, including themselves. And, like, the interesting thing is that Tinashe, Portia, so Shadi reveals that Tinashe, Portia, and Adam all received the exact same score. Mm-hmm. So they somehow coordinated perfectly how they got ranked.
I can't believe it.
Like, they
you
probably
all
just
ended up
about
with
it,
the
right?
same score. The three of you. It's almost like you coordinated it.
Wow, that's spectacular.
Spectacular.
Kat, Paul, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You've been extracted. This was just shattered.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a reach. Shattered. That was a reach. That was more of a reach than going to Mars. I apologize. Sorry, Shaddy Daddy and the listeners and Jenny.
We did see the rad dog do that in one of the episodes. It ex-shattered bolts. there was no hope for, I think that there was, like, maybe a glimmer for Kat, because I was like, they did an okay job of trying to edit it to think, like, because they kind of edited this storyline in the first half of the episode between Adam and Portia, where, like, they kind of are, like, joking around, but Adam's kind of recognizing that he thinks Portia is closer with Tinashe. And so I think that maybe they tried to, like, give us this thought of, maybe they're going to cut Adam loose or something. And Kat is going to get that third spot. Cause they did leave the reveal of Adam as the third Mish crit person. So there was, like, they tried to make it a little suspenseful. And I definitely thought that there was a point where, like, in the preview of the finale, that there was a shot of Kat outside doing something, but it might have just been B-roll from something else. Because I definitely was like, wait, I swear I saw Kat doing the final challenge in some sort of preview.
You off.
They did get me for a second. there was no shot here.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that because
whatever.
I like these three. And I love a friendship final three. Mm-hmm. What did it matter? I didn't have any personal investment in any of these three winning, and beyond, I would be happy with any of these three winning.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. And basically, like, they can go. Kind of an uneventful, like, send off for Paul Pierce and Kat.
Yeah. Well, okay. What were you going to do? You should be happy that you made it to the final five. And the only reason they made it to the final five is because that little move of Kat's being like, I think you'd be a great base commander and I'm going to nominate you and I'm going to be your mission specialist. Like, they basically like ensured the two of them had a weak safety by doing that. And people just like didn't push back on it. So like there was no way. I would have been annoyed if someone who came late won it. Cause it's just like, I don't
as much
it.
As we could be annoyed by the outcome of Stars on Mars.
Again, what do I care? Why do I care? I need to care less.
Jenny, the purity of the game is at stake.
I care too much about fairness, Rob. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. And I'm just like, oh, but it's not fair.
They're ruining the integrity of Stars on Mars.
Yes. I can't feel good about giving the placard and the patch and the message to all of Earth to someone who did not do the full run on Mars, okay?
Yeah.
They didn't do however many soul days they did there.
What would Paul Pierce's message to Earth be like?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Earth, we got a real party going on over here. Yeah. Hey, come here. I got to show you this woman that's here.
I got to show you.
Hey, come here. Come here. Say hi to the people on Earth. Come here. They're going to love this.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, sweetie, why don't you wait for the Pope?
Yeah. Okay. The people of Vegas, check this out.
Who wants to see some boobs? You like boobs?
Is that what he said?
No, I don't know. I'm just...
Okay, well, okay, look, that's how you get people's attention.
It is. Mm-hmm. Love to see that in all of the famous squares of Earth.
Yeah. Okay, so Jenny, we get down to our final three, and now to determine our ultimate challenge. Okay, well, how about... Is this after Shatner pushes the button?
So the button gets... revealed at the beginning, and this was not a thing, but apparently there's this button that turns off the life support.
Does he push the button after the challenge?
He pushes it, I think, right before they have to do the quiz.
Okay.
And I think maybe that starts the countdown of like the 5 minutes that they have to answer the questions before the air supplies. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is not real science. It's not real Mars. None of this makes any sense. But there was apparently some button that everyone was pushing on the first day. And so AI was like, yeah, okay, I'm disabling this button because people don't know how to not touch it.
Okay, so there's a button in the hab, okay? This is it. Do not push. Do not push
this
button. That's
a big mistake.
Okay?
You're inviting pushing by saying do not.
A giant button. And then for some reason, Shatty Daddy goes over... and says, okay, time to go ahead and he punches the button for no reason.
Yeah, he literally fisted, well, no, sorry,
whoa.
another way of saying punch, he used his fist to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to face this man in a fight. Yeah. Look at that. Like that, the form. Look at his face. He's stern. Like he is going to F that button up.
He's going to hit the button. Okay. Yeah. If you're listening to the podcast, I've been showing some still frames from the episode.
Just reacting to nothing.
And so he pushes the button and then says, okay, now it's time for bar trivia. Everybody get your iPads out.
I'm so confused. Again, we are doing votes on like, a 2x3-inch spiral notepad ripped off with like a Bic blue pen and putting it into a coffee mug.
Yeah.
But we have tablets for other portions of things. Like
Porsches.
I'm just like, you didn't Entinashes. Think some of this stuff through. Like they had tablets to do bar trivia, apparently. There is a Mars handbook that they had in there.
Of course.
So
can't go to Mars without the Mars handbook.
They have to give them something to read. Do you think they give them the Bible as well, like in Big Brother?
That's possible.
Do you think like Shatner has his own like agenda, like Julie Chen Moonves no, and like, well, is like throwing that, in her.
No, I believe William Shatner is Jewish, from what I recall. So,
so he's tossing in anything for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think he cares.
I believe going back to the reading. Hanukkah song. I believe that. Jingle Bell Rock, but you know who's Jewish? Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's where my knowledge of many things comes from.
Listen,
the Hanukkah
song.
That's how
I learned how many, like, you know, famous people were Jewish. It's from the Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
To a conservative Jewish household there in you Montreal.
Go. Yeah, and he's right. Canadian.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Did famously. You know that?
I do. Yes, okay. Of course. I know. Like, look, give me the William Shatner quiz.
Okay.
All right. Are we doing this? You're Googling William Shatner trivia questions?
Yeah. Wow, sure.
Thank you for taking such an interest. You are such a bright star in the galaxy.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Number one, Shatner served as spokesperson for what company for more than 20 years? Your choices are Pandora, Priceline, Apple, or Yahoo?
The answer is Priceline.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. In 1997,
Priceline negotiator.
Okay. He agreed to do the spots in exchange for stock in the company.
Boom.
And he reportedly sold much of the stock shortly before its value plummeted in the dot-com
wow.
bust.
Wow. Shatty daddy.
Approximately $600 million. That's wild.
Well, why is he on stars on Mars?
How many questions do you want to do? Because I've got 10
going.
On this page.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, where was William Shatner born?
Canada? Is that, or we need to
no,
go more specific?
No, there are
specific.
Four cities, okay. And they're all in Canada.
Okay.
So we've got Montreal.
Yeah.
Ottawa.
Well, you said
Calgary,
Montreal, right?
Or Vancouver. Yes, it is Montreal.
Okay. I would not have known that. I would not have said Montreal.
And I did just say it, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was an easy get for you. Okay. So which episode of Star Trek did two of Shatner's daughters appear in?
Oh.
Who's
okay.
going to know this?
All right.
Okay. So I'll give you the choices.
Yeah.
We have What Are Little Girls Made Of?
Okay.
Shore Leave,
hmm.
Space Seed,
hmm.
Or Miri.
Ooh.
M-I-R-I.
Okay. I'm going to say What Are Little Girls Made Of, but maybe that's the trick answer.
Okay. Final answer?
Final answer.
Mm.
They got me.
Are you hearing this? Because I get like a little noise when it's right or wrong.
No, I didn't hear the noise. I was wrong.
I thought that you were doing
no.
I'm clicked out. I'm okay. clicked out of the StreamYard, and so when you got it right, it went like a. It was literally like the bell.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But not this one.
Okay.
Not
yeah.
this
one. All right. Well, one or two more just Shatner trivia questions. I'm okay, the brightest star in the
we'll
galaxy. Okay.
Okay. So, what was the title of Shatner's first musical album?
Okay.
Spaced Out.
No.
Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Mm-hmm.
The Transformed Man.
Hmm.
Or Yes, Please.
Oh boy, I don't know this one. I'm gonna say maybe Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Okay. Sorry.
What was it?
I don't know
Man?
The answer. Okay. Actually, it doesn't tell you the
oh,
answer.
Okay.
I have to. Okay. So the answer to the episode that his daughters appeared in was Miri.
Miri. Okay.
Right. And then the title of the musical album is The Transformed Man.
Oh, okay. All right. One more. Give me a good one. What's the best one that's left?
Well, this next one is confusing. So I would like to find the answer. I want to know the answer to this personally.
All right.
What personal item did Shatner auction off to raise money for charity?
Okay.
Is it a hair plug, earwax,
no,
dentures, or a kidney stone?
I think that knowing his sense of humor, I think it'd be a kidney stone.
Okay, let's go for kidney stone. Correct. In 2006, Shatner auctioned off his kidney stone for $25,000.
Yeah, that sounds right.
The money was donated to Habitat for Humanity.
He wouldn't do something that would be like a hair plug or like something that would, it's like a kidney stone of like, don't you want this kidney stone that was inside me? Who wouldn't want William Shatner's kidney stone?
Yeah. It's a space rock.
Yeah.
All right. That's incredible. Anyway, you're
great
not,
job.
Not bad.
Great, not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Great job, Jenny.
Anyway, you can check that out on usefultrivia.com.
Jenny, let's talk about the final three challenge. Okay. Now, I know you wrote down the questions.
Yes, did
you have any favorite questions? They were not about William Shatner.
They were so, okay, so at first I was like, what the F are these questions? These are so stupidly easy. Because the first question was, Mars has two moons, and what are the names of Mars's two moons? And the choices were Phoebe and Chandler, Phobos and Deimos, or Ariana and Grande.
Okay, I'm going to say B.
Yeah, obviously the other two are fake answers. I was like, are they lacking so much oxygen here that like they don't trust them to use common sense? Mm-hmm. And the fact that I want to know what Portia said, because only Adam and Tinashe got that one correct. Like, what did she say Phoebe and Chandler?
Maybe she's not a Friends person. If you're not a Friends fan, I mean, like, we're getting into like these. I don't know how old Portia is, but maybe she was like a teenager when like Friends was on.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Anyway, maybe it was just nerves. It was the first question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then of course we were gifted with one last look at Marshawn Lynch, where they give us like a clip of him saying, IYD Commander, IYD stands for, which we just discussed last week on the podcast. And the choices were, I'm your dude, I'm your daddy, and it's your disco. And obviously they all knew it's I'm your daddy.
Shout out to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes, Marshawn. And then the questions started to get like a little bit more technical, like a little bit more scientific. I will say I was killing it. I was just making guesses.
Jenny,
I was just
that's making why guesses. You're the brightest star in the galaxy.
I just like I think there was only one that I didn't guess right, and that was just by chance. You know what I mean? Like I don't know any of this stuff. Well, I think like the one that was like iron oxide. Iron dioxide or iron hydroxide.
We've heard that.
It's all iron, but I was like iron oxide, I think. Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, so Shatty Daddy.
Fall is the shortest season in Mars. Yes. That was one of the questions. We got confirmation. Fall is the shortest season.
Yeah,
on
there
Mars.
You go. There's everybody. Okay. So, all right. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, Shatty Daddy runs for it. Adam is the first to get his questions right, and he heads to the rover. And then
I was confused by this too, because I thought that they said they had to answer five questions total, but it was the first, like you had to get five correct before you were released, I guess. Mm-hmm. So when they got past five questions, I was like, wait, didn't they say five questions? Anyway, despite paying pretty close attention, this show still confuses me.
Yeah.
So I think after like, eight questions, Adam finally gets out. He gets the green door and runs out, and he gets on the rover.
Mm-hmm. He gets on the rover, and then he ultimately heads out, and then we get to a final battle between Portia and Tinashe, and then it's Tinashe who's able to get out second.
Yes. She said, I'm on your ass, Adam.
Yeah.
She gets on that rover.
Yeah, and then it's a battle to connect the wires for Adam and Tinashe. But for Portia, she has like the sad task of shutting down the hat by herself.
Yeah, she just kind of like no one to say bye to. Mm-hmm. I loved Portia. I think this was a good end for her, though. Do you think that she would have won if she had gotten out on? I think no matter
Tinashe,
what, that was
maybe.
Adam's. But that's the thing is, like, even if she had beaten Tinashe, I think the lead that Adam got on the
rover.
It was
a very physical final challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Connect the wires. Yes. Connect the wires.
Like
and I do love how we got William Shatner just did not even,
Jeff
like,
Probst.
Wear. Yeah. But he did not even wear the spacesuit, which was
Rob. He's never worn the spacesuit. They rescued him on the rover.
Yeah.
No spacesuit.
Yeah. You know, all season long, it was about the spacesuit. And then here's was William Shatner, you know, full Jeff Probst, like, all
his
right, connect those
is
wires.
A leather jacket.
Yes. I've been to space. I'm immune to Adam, the surface of Mars.
Pick up those wires.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the patron group, I believe, said that their theory is in the Stars on Mars lore. And I'm sorry, I forget who said this, but it made me laugh. In the Stars on Mars lore, William Shatner is a Martian, which is why he doesn't need to wear the space suit.
Oh, interesting.
So he's not of humankind, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
So it's no big thing for him to just be floating around with no space suit.
Yeah.
That's as good of an explanation as any, because I don't know why we're making a big deal about the spacesuit and homeboy comes and he's never worn it in his life. He's mm-hmm. out there in a Danier leather jacket.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, you know, it wouldn't be Stars on Mars without, you know, a sort of uninspiring challenge that's going on where we can't really see who's who. But
they did have the little graphic to tell us how many wires each of them had, but it still didn't really. There was a point. So, OK, I will say Adam's a fun winner because he was a fun personality. I really enjoyed. So Adam has like a good lead on this challenge. He gets to the satellites first and he basically says, I have never followed instructions in my life. Why mm-hmm. start now? Like Shatty Daddy literally tells him, like, there's a briefing in your rover that'll tell you how to put this all together. Mm-hmm. And Adam says, I'm good. I have not been paying attention to instructions my entire life. I will not start today.
Yeah.
And that is how Tinashe kind of bridges a little bit of that gap and kind of gains on Adam, but ultimately just wasn't enough to take it from him.
Yeah, she's having some trouble also with getting her satellite built. And Adam goes back to help her, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know if he like physically helps her, but he at one point, because this is when he picks up the lead again, because they're trying to put like little cables in mm-hmm. and Tinashe cannot figure out how to put them in. And she said, can you please give me a hint? And I think at this point he's like, I'm probably going to win no matter what. So mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I can't remember what he said, but he did help her.
Yeah.
But not like physically help her. He just said something like, oh, you got to turn it this way or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Adam just gave us some like fun little snippets through this thing.
He was fun.
Like he was like, I'm doing all of this for an effing CD-ROM. Because yes, if you did not watch this, part of the satellite building is the message that they recorded for the people of Earth mm-hmm. is on a compact disc that they slot into the satellite, which the satellite is then responsible for playing this in Vatican Square, mm-hmm. Vatican City. Like, it's so absurd.
That's how you get the message out. There's no other way to send the message, Jenny.
You just put the compact disc into the satellite. That's how we do this in Mars in 2023.
Yeah, and you plug it in, and then it beams it out to the whole world. So, Adam is the brightest star in the galaxy. You know, this was actually when Tinashe got hers completed.
She erected mm-hmm. the satellite.
Yes.
Okay. There's a thing called the nose cone on it.
Yeah, the tip, right.
The tip.
Yes.
Just the tip.
And then it beams it and the message back to Earth. And there you go.
And that was where we got to see those beautiful Zoom background images with Adam projected.
Yes. And then, he got to send his message out to the entire Earth, got to hear it. It was amazing.
So we did Times Square, Red Square in Moscow. We got St. Peter's Square in Vatican City and then Sydney Harbor in Australia.
Yeah.
All bangers.
I actually think the worst one might be Times Square.
Yeah, that one looked really bad. Yeah. What is happening here? That is not even a
Big
real photo.
Big Fox billboard also going on here.
This is a diorama. Like someone made this in science class. Those are not real cars. That is a model.
Yeah.
Those are like those little models that people paint. Those are not real cars.
Jenny, this ending of Stars on Mars is like when you beat like a video game on like Sega Genesis. This was basically like, okay, the whole world got to see your picture.
That might be more thrilling, actually. Mm-hmm. yeah, this, I'm still so confused about why anyone would want to win this, because
I guess you want to win it, right?
Well, that's the thing, is these are competitive people. They just like the glory of I won a thing. Mm-hmm. But I did enjoy that at one point Adam says, I really want to win this because I love patches. Like, he's mm-hmm. even shading the fact that, like, he's like, why am I exerting myself?
He was a great sport. I'm happy that he won. Yeah. Any of the finalists, I think, would have been good winners. So in addition to the win, also here's Shaddy Daddy presenting the award to
The placard.
Yes.
I thought that was a fan.
Yes. And again, the absurdity of here's the man in the spacesuit. Don't take off your spacesuit, getting the award from the man not in his spacesuit.
Who is supposed to be of the
same. I'm from this planet. I'm not from Montreal. Yeah. My wiki is wrong.
Yeah. Usefulquizzes.com is incorrect.
Thanks, usefulquizzes.com, for nothing. Push the button and self-destruct yourself.
This is actually how, this is so awkward. This is how I have to explain that Canadians are actually, we can survive on Mars. Mm-hmm. It's actually because he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. Our blood is unboilable.
Yes.
And so it's actually his Canadian heritage that allows him to walk freely on Mars.
Why do you think we made the maple leaf red? It harks back to the red planet. Mars.
See? Yeah?
Yes. All right, Jenny, is there anything else that we can say? Good job, Adam. Good job, Tinashe. Good job, Portia.
It ended so awkwardly.
Yeah.
It
ended on the rad dogs.
Yeah. Okay, and so then... So, again, I thought the final three was really fun. Tinashe was... I still think Tinashe was a little robbed because I felt like... I think she was the most well-rounded. Everyone respected her. Everyone respects her, which... I think is important. But she was very happy for Adam because, again, she's probably like, okay, this is over. I get to go home now. Who cares that I didn't get a patch? And her friend.
Did I show the patch?
They showed a digital version of the patch with Adam's face. Yes. That's not the real patch. That's a mock-up on Photoshop.
Can I get that?
Maybe
can I get
not
that
even
tattooed
Photoshop.
On my body? What? Give me a that. Sam's not here. Sam, when you listen to this podcast, order me a jacket with this patch.
Oh my gosh! Yes, or you can just order the patch. I bet you someone's selling this patch.
Can I order it? No. Can I go on Etsy?
Someone will make this patch, and then you can just pin it on your own jacket.
Here, let me tweet to Adam Rippon. Where can I go to buy the patch?
Patch, yeah.
Let me see. Is Adam Rippon on Twitter?
If you get one, I will get one too, Rob. Yeah, like we'll sport them
together. Or do we go to stars on at Fox Reality TV Club?
I had to mute them last night because I didn't want to get spoiled.
Yeah.
Because, again, the integrity of this competition.
Okay.
But I did unmute them, so I'll have to see if we can. Do they have a store like the CBS?
Let's see. Linktree, Adam Rippon. Okay. He's got a presentation for the Tony, the run through, normalize this, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. But yeah, where's the patch, guys? Let me send him a message. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he'll reply.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was very fun. I didn't really know much about him before.
I'd like a patch to that. I watched this whole show. Okay. You know, I should get a patch.
Yeah. That's
for
like
that.
That's our, way of being like, we were the brightest stars in the galaxy of podcasting stars on Mars. Mm-hmm. So I think for that, we deserve the patch.
Are people going to say I spoiled them if I ask Adam Rippon, is there a link anywhere to buy your Brightest Star in the Galaxy patch?
I don't think so. If you...
Should I clarify? I don't want to buy the actual one from the show, but I just want to buy a replica.
A version, yeah. I think if you just at Adam Rippon and you don't... and maybe add the... hashtag stars on Mars in case anyone has muted it until they can watch it. Because mm-hmm. listen, there's many people who are just, they care so much about how this ended.
Yeah.
But they are
You're
also
the only
very
person
busy.
That blocked the hashtag Nuggets Both. Right, is there a link anywhere to buy a replica of your Stars on Mars, Brightest Star in the Galaxy patch?
Yes. And then you tag me and say, Jenny Autumn and I both want one.
Okay.
And then maybe he'll hook us up.
Okay. All right.
I think that he would think it's funny to know that two random people are wearing a patch with his face on it.
Both so want might, one. Yeah. Because let's just leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That's it.
Boom.
One of these times, we will message someone from the Stars on Mars cast, and they might reply.
Yeah, we
didn't get lucky with Andy Richter, but yeah.
I mean, this. Look at this patch, Jenny. I mean, imagine we show up like at a live show, and we're wearing the Adam Rippon patch, and then somebody points to I listened to those podcasts.
Yeah,
we loved Hit or Quit,
and it's like, look at his face. It's serving. Also, can we please?
Yeah.
Look at the crop job on his head.
Not
look
great.
At the top of his
head. Not ideal.
His hair is just like, I mean, even I know how to use the little lasso tool in Photoshop and not make that kind of mistake. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but I still want it. So. There's got to be someone on Etsy that can make those.
Yeah. If not, like, maybe we'll get one of our listeners to do it. I mean, it's giving Jeremy Strong also.
Oh, yes. It is, which is only a positive for me. Yeah, so
my dad said
more.
That I was the brightest star in the galaxy. So I have an important message that I need to get out to the world. Okay.
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 So the revolution will be televised. The
revolution will be televised.
On Mars, okay. On Earth,
like
we're
that.
Doing everything. We're doing it all. We're going
doing
big.
It all. We're going to Mars. We got Shaddy Daddy. He's coming in. He's going to mix it up. We're going to get everybody. Get the big three, Tinashe and Portia.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he Jenny. Is actually giving.
What else? What else stars
what
on
else?
Mars?
Is Cooper Petty, is that the place in Australia this was filmed? Because
I don't know.
You
I
noticed,
guess so. Yeah, what is it? Cooper Petty?
I can quickly Google it. Because the cooperpetty.com, there was like a little thing at the end with the rad dog, and then it's in front of a billboard for Cooper Petty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cooper Petty is a zone in Australia. It's a town in North Australia. Is that like when people all season were like, how did they do it? How did they go to Mars? And it's like, the reveal. You got Cooper Petty the whole time.
And like how many people were watching this and had been truly believing that this was Mars the entire time? How many people like actually bothered to look this up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did they even get to the closing part? They had already turned off the TV. They had already fallen asleep.
Yep.
You know?
We're asleep. All right. Jenny. All right. That Stars on Mars. We finished our journey. It lasted all summer long. We started the first week of June. And now here we are all the way at the end of August to talk about
it. We deserve a patch for this.
We deserve a patch. Okay.
We really do.
Jenny. So what do we have coming up next as far as it's been a minute since we had to take a look at what else is on. I know we are talking about Buddy Games coming up here in the middle of September, but it's still a couple of weeks away. And you and I are both looking at some claim to fame postseason interviews. Mm-hmm. If you missed our coverage of the finale, we had a great podcast on Monday night, but
imagine listening to this podcast and not following Claim to Fame.
No, impossible. Okay.
I don't think that there's no piece of a Venn diagram where they're not like, this is the same group, you know?
Okay. Is there anything that's coming up here for us in August from the reality TV front?
The soonest thing that I had personally seen was Buddy Games on, I think, the 14th, but I'm sure that, you know, there's stuff coming out constantly.
Should we be taking a look at what's that other show? Is it on CW that there's some show with like some survivors are on it?
Oh, right. I feel like someone was tweeting about this.
Yes. What, do you remember what I believe called? It's called The Fight to Survive. Some folks telling us to check it out. Yeah. It's on Thursday nights on the CW. Should we check in on Fight to Survive? That they just aired episode six. Well, it's already on.
It's been going. Okay.
Actually, is that the right one? Let's see. It's only on episode three, had just aired this week.
Okay.
And basically the people that are on Fight to Survive, this is a little shady. I know there's some survivors on it, but on the talent page for the Fight to Survive, there's just a picture of the host. It doesn't show any of the contestants. Who's the host? It's Akbar, and I'm not going to be able to butcher his last name for you here on the podcast.
But I don't know who that is, but that doesn't mean anything.
I think he's been the host of he's been on American Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
But the Fight to Survive cast features.
So he's a bigger name.
Look, there's some heavy hitters that are on this. You know, Libby from Survivor 36?
Libby.
Vinsek?
What is her last name? But yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Missy Bird is in the cast of this.
Okay.
And I believe so is Stephanie Gonzalez.
This is like from the same two seasons. Is that all Ghost Island and
yeah, that's right.
What was the one that Tommy won?
The season 39.
Oh, right. Yes. The one, the season we don't speak of.
Yeah.
That is such a very specific, like, how did this happen?
I don't know. There's a lot of people from Naked and Afraid on it.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's worthwhile. If we don't have a show to cover on Hit or Quit, like, I think that this is a good one to check out.
Yeah. Now, we should maybe make sure that, like, do people get eliminated?
I don't know. We're just going to watch a couple episodes and check it out.
Okay, but I'm looking at this it says on Reality Blurred, a list of all, like, the summer 2023 reality TV schedule guide. And there's something called Ultimate Cowboy Showdown.
Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. I mean, we can talk about that next week. Let's talk about this one for 1 week.
What is this, though? I don't know what INSP is, though.
I don't know. Is that a network?
Spy? I don't know. That's apparently what the network is. Because
is that the channel that carries the messages from the brightest stars in the galaxy?
Yes. It's inspiring.
Yeah. But I say we do Fight to Survive. Check out what's going on there, because I feel like that we know survivors that are on it. And so I think that would be a good thing to check out. Okay.
It can't be the worst thing we've covered.
It can't be. Right? And if it really stinks, it'll be fun to talk about for 1 week. And if it's good, then maybe we might want to check out more of it.
That's the thing is, like, you know, it's low stakes, especially when you know other things are coming down the pipe, because you're just like, I don't have to stick around. Like, this, we are like the F-boy and F-girl of reality TV podcasting.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're like, we'll take you out, but like,
where are you going with this?
Any given time. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like, we're looking like down the street to see what's coming, you know, closer.
Yeah.
And say, listen, I gotta fill my weekend here.
Yeah.
And when
it comes to how many shows Jenny and I podcast about, don't ask us for a body count, Jared.
Don't get our number, okay?
Okay.
You don't need to know. That's not your business.
You may have your preferences, but that's personal. That's between me and Jenny, how many shows we've covered.
Yeah. And we're going to cover more.
Yeah.
You're going to have to just deal with that.
Yeah, let's bounce around, okay?
Don't ask. That's Martin the Butler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have that on a soundboard.
Yeah,
somewhere.
We do, okay? If you want to know how many different shows we've covered.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
There we go.
How about that?
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Look, we're changing things up next weekend.
Jenny's literally like shaking.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a minute. Okay. We got to get the dopamine
back. Let's shake it up. We're shaking.
We're hitting a new show next week.
Yeah.
I've got the stomach butterflies. Is it going to be good? Let's see. fight to survive.
I hope it's not. Hope it's not diarrhea.
Yeah, like, hope it's not canceled. It is a joint production from the CW and Roku. And of course, you can follow whatever we do on our Hit or Quit podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/hit or quit feed. Jenny, we talked about Claim to Fame last night. We're going to be working on some more Claim to Fame interviews.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. What an incredible cast. We'd be so blessed to talk to basically anyone.
Even Tom Hanks's niece.
Even Carly. No, I have probably so many questions for her. So she's probably like very high on my list of someone I would talk to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, keep an eye out. We will let you know if we get any of those going. There's definitely coming down the pipe. And if you haven't already checked out the finale recap that we did last night with Chappelle and Mari, it was so much fun. It was just such a joyful finale. I just left feeling so good. So check that out if you have not yet, but we will hopefully be back very soon with some post show interviews. And other than that, we're just gonna we're gonna tread some water here and see what
let's check it out
floats in front of us.
Okay. Yeah. It's on Thursday, apparently. So we might have to be a little later in the week next week. Okay. We're gonna check that out. Okay. All right.
That's
and so
better for me anyway.
We'd love to hear from you. I'm at Rob Cesternino. Of course, Jenny is at Jenny Autumn, and we appreciate
your
feedback and star ratings over at robhasawebsite.com/hit or quit feed. Take care, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.